Hey, now going down to Higginsville High School, and the high school principal, Todd Whitney, talks about his honor student, Colette Strothman.
Colette was chosen because she's a well-rounded student, but I'll get to that in a second. She's number one in her class, but that's not the only reason. She's just got a lot of great qualities. Let me say first, she is the daughter of Kent and Marie Strothman. She's also a triplet, so she's one of three, and her other two siblings, CJ and Nick, are equally as bright and intelligent and involved in school. Not only is she a hard worker in the academic area, she's a well-rounded student. One of the things I like to see about her is that she can interact with students in all social groups, whether it be the top academics helping them working on math or science, or sitting with a kid alone at the lunch table that was there by themselves. Or, you know, I personally asked her a couple times, hey, this is a new student in our school, would you mind just kind of looking after them and asking if they need anything and let me know? And she's always willing to help out. One of the things I like about your program, this program every year, is that I get to talk about these students. And Colette is extraordinary in the sense that she's involved in a lot of different facets of our school. She's our National Honor Society president. She's one of our top band members. She plays the trombone. She was part of an elite group that got to perform at MEA, Missouri Music Educators Conference. There's only about five bands that get selected every year to go down there, and she was part of our band that did that this year. She participates in our Science Olympiad. She was a fifth place state finalist last year. So we did. One of our top leadership experiences through our FCCLA group, our Family Community Career Leadership Association. Colette is, or has been, throughout her high school career, she's been one of our chapter officers. She's been a regional officer, and currently she serves as one of the state vice presidents for FCCLA. So she's got a great leadership experience in that aspect as well. Colette holds a record that will never be broken, and that she was the first female Husker to earn a pin since Nisha initiated wrestling for females 2 years ago. So that was quite an accomplishment. I remember seeing the joy on her face and her teammates and her parents' faces when she did that. I can't emphasize enough that she is just an exceptional young lady. I talk about these kids every year. I've been doing this with your organization there for about 11 years now. All these kids that you're talking about, they all have top academic careers, and they're all involved in a lot of things, and she's no exception. But she does it with a smile on her face all the time. She is planning to attend Cornell University in upstate New York, and she wants to major in nutritional sciences. It's been a goal of hers to attend Cornell since she was a young girl, she said.
That's high school principal Todd Whitney talking about Higginsville's honored student, Colette Strothman.